最近
，recently，
一只名叫锄头的网红边牧犬
，a Shiba Inu named Chutu，
让无数网友彻夜难眠
，caused countless netizens to stay up all night。
这只陪伴主人郭先生8年多、走遍大半个中国的百万粉丝明星狗。
This million follower star dog who has accompanied Mr. Kuo for over 8 years and traveled across most of China.
因为毛色稀有
Because the color is rare.
被称为珍贵的陨石边牧
Called the precious meteorite burial site.
5月11日
May 11th.
他在河南商丘老家村边守车时
While he was standing guard at the side of his car in the village of Lao Village, Henan,
被一对骑电动车的男女趁看护人不注意抱上电车
A couple on electric scooters stole a car while the security guard was not paying attention.
藏进挡风
Hidden in the windshield.
被里带走
Taken away by lie.
5月14日
May 14th.
卖给狗贩子
Sell to dog traders.
当天被残忍宰杀
On that day, he was brutally killed.
当主人中断
When the owner interrupts.
国外行程连夜飞回国
Foreign trip, overnight flight back to China.
悬赏5000元
Reward of 5,000 yuan.
苦苦寻找时
While searching.
等来的却是阴阳两隔的噩耗
What I was waiting for was the bad news that separated us.
更让人心寒的是偷狗者的态度。
What's even more chilling is the attitude of the dog thief.
面对监控铁证。
In the face of irrefutable evidence.
那名男子称以为狗是没人要的。
The man said that the dog was unwanted.
其家人更是轻描淡写的。
Their family members were casually mentioned.
说狗已经死了。
I said the dog is dead.
别折腾我们了。
Don't bother us.
甚至提出赔偿200元或者赔一只小狗了事。
Even suggesting to pay a compensation of 200 yuan or simply settle the matter with a small dog.
面对这种冷血行径。
In the face of such ruthless behavior,
很多人想问法律到底能不能给锄头一个公道。
Many people are wondering if the law can give a fair trial to the hoe.
首先
，first，
必须明确。
It must be clear.
在法律上
，legally，
宠物就是公民的合法。
Pets are citizens.
私有财产
，private property.
偷狗就是盗窃。
Stealing a dog is theft.
别被180块带偏，法律定罪。
Don't let a small amount of money influence your judgment and lead to a wrongful conviction.
看的不是销赃价。
The focus is not on the resale price.
而是财物的实际市场价值。
Instead, the actual market value of the finance.
必要时由公安机关委托价格认证中心做正式估价。
Upon request, the Public Security Bureau may entrust a price appraisal center to conduct a real appraisal.
纯种陨石边牧的合理市场价通常在数千元至万元区间。锄头当年购入价就是2000元。
The reasonable market price for pure meteorite-themed products is typically between several thousand and tens of thousands of yuan. The purchase price this year is 2,000 yuan.
加上多年饲养投入和品种稀缺性
With the years of investment and the rarity of the breed.
一旦估价认定超过2000元
Once the valuation is determined to be over 2,000 yuan,
就踩进了河南盗窃罪的数额较大的刑事立案门槛。
Once you've stepped into the door of a large-scale theft crime in Henan,
更何况
，Moreover,
锄头还是陪伴主人8年多。
The hoe has been with the owner for over 8 years.
拥有百万粉丝的网红犬。
A dog with millions of followers on social media.
它的市场价值。
Its market value.
商业价值。
Business value.
以及作为家庭成员的情感价值。
And the emotional value is family members.
其实际价值已经很难用金钱来衡量了。河南省盗窃罪的刑事立案标准是2000元。
In reality, it is difficult to measure its value with money. The criminal filing standard for theft in Henan province is 2,000 yuan.
目前
Currently,
警方已经行政立案。
The police have filed an administrative case.
郭先生正在向警方提交购买凭证。
Mr. Huo is submitting purchase receipts to the police.
饲养、
raising
开销以及锄头的网红商业价值材料。
Expenses and the value of the cut in the influencer business.
全力推动转为刑事立案。
Fully promote the transition to criminal investigation.
一旦司法鉴定认定锄头的价值超过2000元。
Once the forensic appraisal determines that the value of the antique is more than 2,000 yuan,
偷狗者面临的就绝不是简单的治安拘留。
The perpetrator of the dog theft will not face simple case handling and detention,
而是涉嫌盗窃罪。
Instead, he is suspected of theft.
至于那180块的收购链条。
Regarding the 180-piece acquisition chain,
如果查实狗肉馆
if the dog meat restaurant is found to be
中间人明知或者应知来源不正
knowing or should know that the source is improper,
仍然低价收购来路不明的犬
still buying low-priced, unidentified dogs,
之同样可能触及掩饰
Only possibly touching the cover.
隐瞒犯罪所得罪。
Concealment of proceeds from crime.
就是我们俗称的烟瘾罪。
That's what we commonly call addiction.
法律上以明显低于市场的价格。
Legally, at a price significantly lower than the market price.
收购赃物。
Acquire stolen goods.
可以直接推定明知或应知。
Can be directly inferred.
这是赃物。
This is stolen property.
根据最新消息
According to the latest news,
目前警方已经对该案进行行政立案调查。
Currently, the police have initiated an administrative investigation into the case.
偷狗者可能没想到自己这次惹上的是一个死磕到底的人。
The dog thief might not have realized that he was dealing with someone who would never give up.
郭先生在接受采访时道出了他不和解的真实原因。
Mr. Guo revealed the real reason why he refused to compromise in an interview.
他说
He said,
在寻狗的过程中
During the search for a dog,
他深刻地体会到偷狗的成本极低。
He deeply realized that the cost of stealing a dog was very low.
但普通人维权的成本却极高。
However, the cost of litigation for ordinary people is very high.
所以他坚定地表示坚决不和解。
Therefore, he firmly stated that he would not compromise.
他要让锄头的离开变得更有意义一些。
He wanted to make the act of removing the hat more meaningful.
他希望自己争取到的这一束光。
He hoped that the ray of light he had achieved
能照亮其他宠物主人。
To enlighten other pet owners.
甚至推动相关立法的完善与进步。
Even promote the improvement and progress of relevant legislation.
说到这里
At this point,
郭先生落泪了。
Mr. Yuo cried.
一个文明的社会
A civilized society
一定是一个敬畏生命的社会
It must be a society that is reverent of life.
我们期待法律能给出公正的判决
We look forward to a fair judgment from the law.
郭先生坚持维权
Mr. Yuo persisted in his rights.
是希望这束光能照亮更多宠物主人的路。
I hope this light can illuminate the path of more pet owners.
因为保护锄头其实就是在保护我们每一个普通人心中那份最柔软。
Because protecting the hoe is actually protecting the most tender part of everyone's heart.
最真实的情感。
The most precious lover.
对于很多人来说。
For many people.
他们不只是宠物。
They are not just pets.
更是无声的家人。
They are silent family members.
是我们在忙碌生活中最踏实。
Is the most reliable.
最温暖的陪伴。
The warmest family.
我是珊珊。
I am Shanshan.
看过锄头视频的。
Seen the Chuchu video.
都知道他有多懂事。
Everyone knows how well-behaved he is.
对某些人只是4块钱一斤的肉。
For some people, it's just $4 per pound of meat.
对主人郭先生来说。
For Mr. Huo, the owner,
却是8年多的陪伴和千金不换的情感寄托。
However, it is 8 years of companionship and an irreplaceable emotional outlet.
支持严
support severe punishment.
这不仅是条
This is not just a dog.
狗更是无数人的意难。
This is also a difficult problem for many people.
本视频由本人原创。
This video is original content created by me.
原声真人出镜。
Original.
为你哭得撕心裂肺。
The tears you cry.
却始终等不到你的。
But I still wait for you.Because...